It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss diagnosing and treating valvular heart disease and the exciting future in the heart valve research space. Here's Rasa Kay.
Your hard-working heart valves sometimes start to wear out later in life despite your best efforts to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Muhammad Raza says there may be no sign that your valves aren't opening or closing properly in the mild to moderate disease stage.
But when the valve dysfunction is more advanced, is in the severe range, that means it will start to have symptoms. And usual symptoms of valvular dysfunction are shortness of breath, fatigue and tiredness, or leg swelling.
Such symptoms should always get checked out by your doctor, because Dr. Raza warns that while there are effective, minimally invasive interventions to address valve disease, they can't be performed at the most severe stage. Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, quick timeout. World of football. Everything you need in about 8 minutes. Except it ain't going to be David, because David's vocal cords are shot. We go to Kenny Cott for football today. Gator, please. Kenny, go ahead.
Indeed. So I'm going to start with David's head coach speaking about divisions. I'm a division purist, he says. I love the rivalries and the division play. I love the structure of our scheduling that highlights it. I think division winners should get a home playoff game across the board. Do you like that take?
No.
Is that something you agree
with? Disagree, and I like what the Lions did as a rule proposal. Get rid of exactly what happened this year. Lions, Vikings, the winner gets the 2, the 1, the loser gets the 5. It's not right. Record should speak. Keep the divisional configuration for scheduling. We love our rivalries. But if you win a division at 9-8 and somebody else is second place and went 12-5, no, I don't think you deserve a home game. Disagree completely. Also, deodorant. Find it. Not you, Kenny. Mike Tomlin.
You know what?
What was that? He looked like he had run the New York Marathon.
I know my voice sounds like trash, but I am so sick of Mike Tomlin, okay? I am so sick of this old school mentality. Oh, you can't wear number 0 for my team. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, divisions. You should have a playoff pick. No, I'm sick of it. That's why we're losing. Okay. Evolve.
Okay. All right. That's your talking for the day. You're done. That, David, we need you. Good God. Kenny, or
you know
Rico,
what?
Go ahead.
You know what? No, David, you're absolutely wrong about that. Everything that you said, I dare you to refute what I'm about to say next. But you know what? Tomlin was right in everything that he said. Now, this is where, how about we split the difference?
Okay.
And let the commissioner say, okay, guys, you won your division, but you only had 9 wins. This team had 14 wins. I'm going to shuffle things up. I'm taking it away from you. That's the commissioner's job. Sometimes you got to be the bad cop. I don't think it needs to be a hard and fast rule that we're going to take away winning a division, because I do think there is something about that. But if you barely, if you won a horrible division, you shouldn't be rewarded for that.
Agreed.
Especially if you have a losing record. That's why I need the commissioner to step in and say, okay.
The Lions stepped in. We're the captain now. The Lions proposed the rule. Kenny, go ahead.
So this headline falls under the no bleep column of the news.
Okay.
Browns owner Jimmy and D. Haslam acknowledged today that signing and trading for Deshaun Watson was, quote, a big swing and a miss. Also, quote, hold me and D. accountable.
Okay. And
yes.
And, yeah. And John Wayne Bobbitt had a bad Saturday night. Like, really? You know, it didn't quite work out the way we had hoped. Yeah. It's one of the worst mistakes in league history because Deshaun Watson turned into a pumpkin and a scandalous one. So thank you for that. Water's wet. Boobs are fun. Rico?
But hey, you chose to hit your wagon to that. So, you know.
Enjoy.
I don't even know why this needed to be said. I just find it funny that it was said out loud and everybody didn't go, oh, wow.
You know, that Michael Jordan was a decent draft pick.
I heard that. Let's move on to a couple of parts on the Jets here. I have two things regarding them. Sports Business Journal reports that the team has offered buyouts to roughly 170 of its 250 employees. The offers were extended earlier this month. Deadline for accepting is today. You can buy out
what?
If you're an employee. Yeah.
Wait, Woody Johnson's getting rid of 170 of 250?
Possibly. 170 could accept a buyout.
What is this, like a Doge cut? What the hell's going on here?
This is how a successful franchise operates, right? This is a sign that things are going
only
well.
Only if you have to call the owner Mr. Ambassador when you dress him.
Wow.
That's a wild story. I would be interested to look at the actual makeup of the cuts. Wow. I mean, if you're getting rid of a ticket rep, what am I going to say? You know, Charlie, who makes the sausage and peppers, is out. I'm not going to freak out. But if these are cutting into the football ops, well, that would be something different. Do you have the makeup or no?
No, I don't. This is just like, this isn't just 10 or 20 or 30 or even 50.
That's 170.
Right, 100%. This is multiple wow. departments of employees that are getting cut.
I don't understand that franchise daily.
Well, you're now learning and you're coming to my side.
Well, because, Mike, sometimes you can exaggerate things a touch.
It's radio. That's what you do. But the Jets are losing.
Right. You don't even have to exaggerate. Like, this is really how they are. Like, wow. Just at this point, just sell the team.
Yes.
Go away.
Love it.
Well, that brings me to the second part of this thing. Jets
uh-oh.
Owner Woody Johnson on receiving an F grade on the NFLPA report card this past season, quote, my first reaction, I think it's totally bogus, but we want to improve every day.
Yeah, same guy who allows his teenage son, allegedly, to have decision-making power based on Madden rankings. Yeah, it's bogus. No, you're bogus with your stupid little hat. I hate the hat he wears. It drives me nuts. The guy's in a suit, and he wears a hat that hasn't fit him since he was 12. And it's like the cheapest little jet hat on the planet. It's not even a nice one. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out.
beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Go ahead.
I know. I was waiting on you.
No, I got okay. Nothing.
Torpedo bats.
All right. Let's go to something that's a little less useful than the torpedo bats.
Okay.
The UFL-NFL relationship might be expanding. The NFL has worked collaboratively with the UFL, talking about potentially loaning some of its back-end roster candidates to the UFL.
Yeah, how about loaning him some money?
I was going to say, what do you make of it?
I leave it to Rico. I'm done with any form of alternative football league that plays in the spring. I don't care if The Rock, Sylvester Stallone, I don't care who's involved.
Yeah, I mean, I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the lower-end guys more reps so that you could look and say, hey, maybe we have a diamond in the rough, but I can't afford to play them during the season, so you could kind of go here and work out. I understand it, Kenny. You're hoping that maybe one out of every 50 players you realize, oh, you like the Lions discovered, hey, there's a kicker there we can use, and now you got something. That's how I see it.
Let's go to the Houston Texans and their O-line room problems. Albert Breer reported a, quote, borderline toxic offensive line room. They traded away three starters and replaced their offensive coordinator. Is there more belief in this story than these?
No, I think if you've got a bad mix of human beings in that room, maybe it would explain some of the borderline stunning moves they made. Look, that's ultimately why. Like, look at draft season, right? All these people who do mock drafts, you know what they don't have access to? The team facilities. You know, they're not in these interviews. They're not in the... You don't know. Now, look, we're in Detroit. You get a feeling. You talk to people. But it's sitting here in Detroit and acting like you know everything going on with Houston? No. Well, now it's unearthed. Yeah. Personality conflicts. Toxic relationships. And the one thing you can't have when you're playing on an offensive line, man, anybody messes up. Your quarterback's dead and everybody looks bad.
Exactly.
I think there's more believability now that report is out, Kenny.
And last one here. Let's talk about Geno Smith. He's arriving in Las Vegas.
Okay, here's Rico on his on his godson. I hate Geno Smith. What do you want to know about Geno? He knows everything.
Well, he has 1 year left on his deal. They're working on a long-term extension. It's looming, I guess. God. They're working on it.
Are you just going to be a Raider fan now?
Yeah, I'm going to be a Raider
fan. This is your dream.
No, it's for Geno Smith. Pete Carroll is banking. You can help me out. There is a short window. Pete Carroll, 70 years old? He's not trying to do this forever. I think basically, hey, I'm going to be here about 3-4 years. Let's go ahead and extend you out for the same time. I'm going to sink or swim with you. If this works out, great. We win the Super Bowl. If not, I go retire with a lot of money that I stole from the Raiders, and whatever you can get from them, great.
Are the Raiders just on the road to 9-8? Like, all they're doing is rebuilding Seattle, a 9-8 team. We're going to hire the coach. We're going to get the quarterback. We're going to call about Kenneth Walker. We're going to call about DK Metcalf.
Right.
Wait, hey, what are they doing?
I don't know, but it's Tom Brady is running the team, so he's going to get carte blanche, and nobody's going to question anything because, you know, Brady.
Oh, and a last one. Actually, this is the last
quickly.
One. Rapid fire. Where in the world is Aaron Rodgers last spotted? Because I have the answer, and I want your guesses.
It's not with DK Metcalf at a throwing session?
No, that was originally the last place, but an update has come to this story.
Okay, just give it. We're short on time.
Panini Brothers?
Nope. What is it? Wrong again. Tijuana. He was spotted coming out of a hotel room in Tijuana.
What the hell are you? You know what? Probably best we don't want to know.
And we can leave it there. I mean, that is, you know, football today.
Woo!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24-monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.